It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Che Duvall, a Vietnam veteran who had a double lung transplant in UPMC Presbyterian Hospital, has died. He is the fourth organ transplant patient to die after contracting a fungal infection while being treated in UPMC's transplant program. UPMC suspended its transplant program for 6 days in September after identifying mold in 4 patients at Presby and Montefiore hospitals. I'm joined now by Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Ben Schmidt, who broke this story last fall. Ben Schmidt, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Paul.
All 4 patients who became ill last year during the mold crisis have now died. Explain, if you would, the circumstances surrounding Mr. Duvall's death.
Well, Mr. Duvall passed away Saturday, and he had been at Presby Hospital in Oakland since October. I'm sorry, since August. I misspoke there. He went in there because he had some pulmonary issues. He had a double lung transplant in August. And while he was housed there in the ICU, the cardiothoracic ICU, he developed a mold infection on his new set of lungs. And doctors actually had to remove 2 spores of his new set of lungs. He's been afflicted with that mold infection since, and he never got out of the hospital. He passed away Saturday due to circumstances surrounding that infection.
And the UPMC spokeswoman Allison Hidzik has issued a statement, quote, "It is with great sadness that we confirm the passing of Mr. Duvall, and we extend our deepest sympathies to his family as well as to our doctors and nurses who have worked with great compassion and skill to care for him. We again want to reassure our patients that we have taken every possible precaution to make our hospitals as safe as is humanly possible and have followed all recommendations made by federal and state regulators." Mr. Duvall was treated in the same room of Presby's cardiothoracic ICU in which 2 heart transplant patients who had fungal infections received treatment before dying. There was a federal investigation into this. What did it reveal?
Well, and actually, I'll take this 2 or 3 parts. The federal investigation is ongoing by the CDC, and there's also the State Department of Health. What they have revealed so far, they've issued a preliminary report in December, and actually I think I was on this program discussing that. What that report, it centered on a lot of things, but one of the key points that I picked up on and lawyers have picked up on are that three out of the 4 patients died in the same exact room in the ICU. So there's more than 1 room in the ICU. They were actually all housed in that same room at different times. What was different about that room was there was a ventilation system called negative air pressure, and that was the way the air flowed into the room. The air was drawn into the room from the outside. So what we learned about that was because the patients like Che Duvall were immunocompromised because they were taking medicine to help them accept their liver, that suppressed their immune system. So mold or any other thing could have been brought in, and that could have been how they got sickened, how they became ill, if you will.
And again, why were they in a room with negative air pressure? And explain what that is exactly.
Okay, I'll explain negative air pressure again. It's usually used for patients who are contagious. So they bring in, the ventilation comes in from the outside.
So outside
of that room.
Okay.
So if it's from the, if there's whatever outside of there, a hallway, another room with people, all that air is circulating and being brought in. Why they were housed in there, I'm not sure. I do know that UPMC has since said they will no longer house transplant patients in negative air pressure rooms, and that was a recommendation from the CDC.
What is the source of the mold? Does anyone know at this point?
As of now, the CDC said in their preliminary report that they do not have a single source of the mold.
And has the Duvall family taken any legal action?
They have, Paul. They hired, and when he was still alive, they filed a lawsuit in early January, really, I think, 2 or 3 weeks after that CDC initial report came out. They sued the hospital for negligence, and they mentioned in their lawsuit many things, but the negative air pressure is definitely a key component of that lawsuit.
You mentioned that the CDC investigation is ongoing. What other things are they looking for? What else are they doing?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that they had people up from Atlanta on site for a while, weeks, and I believe that they said that the final report will come out at some point this summer. Why they said this summer, I'm not sure. to be honest with you.
And what are the other families doing in response to what has happened, the families of the other three who have died?
Well, I know of one other, and we've reported this, I know of one other family that has retained an attorney, and I actually spoke with that attorney this morning before coming on the program to see if he's filed anything yet. He has not. He's still gathering facts, and he may file, he may or may not file a lawsuit as well. He also was, he had heard about Che Duvall, and he was really really sad to hear about those circumstances.
And as I mentioned, there was a statement from UPMC expressing its sympathies as well to Mr. Duvall's family. And the statement also went on to make a point of reassuring patients that every possible precaution has been taken to make UPMC hospitals as safe as is humanly possible. Do they feel like they have a – do you get the sense that UPMC feels that it has a handle on this because they closed down the – they suspended the transplant unit for – the transplant program for 6 days in September. There apparently aren't any other patients who are, have been affected by this. So what is the feeling? Do they feel like they have this under control, or is there still a fear and concern over another perhaps case like this turning up?
It's a great question. I know that you mentioned that they suspended their transplant program for 6 days during the height of this. They also closed that ICU. As far as I know, that remains closed, and it's being completely revamped. So that's one step they've taken. As I mentioned earlier, they said they're no longer going to house transplants in negative air pressure rooms.
No longer going to have patients in rooms where air is brought in from the outside.
Correct. One thing that they have said all along, however, is that sick people in hospitals who have transplants are always going to be susceptible to things like mold or other infections. It's just the way it is.
Because their resistance has been lowered.
Correct. So that's, you know, that's something that they've said from day one. And it's something that we've, as reporters, have educated ourselves about.
So you reported this story yesterday over the weekend. The death of Che Duvall occurred, and it is in the news. It's been in the news yesterday and today on the front page of the Tribune Review. So where do things go from here?
Well, I, there's a few things that we've mentioned. We'll continue to monitor whether the we'll monitor the, this lawsuit as well. You know, as far as Che Duvall's family,
mm-hmm.
we'll stay in touch with the other attorney and see what he does if he takes action. And then, of course, we'll wait for the CDC final report, which should be voluminous, and we'll see what that says.
Pittsburgh Tribune Review reporter Ben Schmidt, who broke the story of the UPMC mold outbreak last fall, joining us today after a fourth patient who was sickened in that outbreak died over the weekend. Ben Schmidt, again, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you again perhaps down the road.
Thank you very much.
Up next, we'll talk with Allegheny County Controller Chelsea Wagner about efforts to get more women to run for office. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.